17% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 24 in big cities, including here in Phoenix, are unemployed. That's more than 2 million people. According to new research from the Metropolitan Policy Program at the Brookings Institution, the majority of these young adults have a high school diploma or less. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke with Martha Ross more about this. To go into the numbers, she is a fellow at the Brookings Metropolitan Policy Program.
What is it about this particular population that is leading so many of them to not be able to find work?
Yeah, we're looking at 18 to 24-year-olds, so folks who are really in a time of transition. You know, they're moving from being with family to independence, from school to work, and hopefully to financial independence. And young people in general have higher unemployment rates than older folks just by virtue of their age. They have less experience, they have smaller networks, they're generally not as competitive in the job market than people, say, 25 and over.
Is that an issue of schooling? Are they not properly trained? Is it a matter of they don't really know what they want to do?
Well, I think it depends. It depends on which group of young people you're talking about. And the higher unemployment rate stands for young people across the board. But there is this group that we were interested in this analysis that we did of folks with greater barriers. We wanted to see, you know, what was happening in this transitional period after the great conveyor belt of K through 12 education ends and you are on your own and you're facing either college choices or labor market choices. And what we know is that the labor market these days really favors those with a college degree or at least some post-secondary education. So if you are young and if you don't have much education beyond high school, then those doubly count against you in the labor market.
So within that population of 18 to 24-year-olds, were there other characteristics of those folks that maybe made them more or less likely to be able to find a job?
Well, this is kind of ironic, but whether or not you had prior work experience affects your ability to find work in the future. So it can feel like a cruel paradox. You know, how do you get experience when no one will hire you without experience? But that is one problem, that a lot of these folks just don't have any work experience. And the way people get work experience often is through connections, through family members or social networks. You know, they hear about an opening or they see a lot of people in their neighborhoods or in their family going to work. But if you're in an environment where there's not that many jobs around and there's not that many people working, then you're less likely to be able to find a job.
Let me ask you about what you found in Phoenix. You were able to break the numbers down into various cities across the country. And the number that really struck me was that almost a quarter of this population of 18 to 24-year-olds are out of work. That seems awfully high.
It is high. It's higher than the national average. Nationally, the figure is 16%.
So what is it about Phoenix that makes it such a difficult place for these 18 to 24-year-olds to find work?
Well, what I saw in the data is that there are a lot of folks who have left without a high school diploma. A third of all of the young adults without a job have less than a high school diploma.
Were there other characteristics of that 18 to 24-year-old population not working in Phoenix that stood out to you as maybe an opportunity for places for folks to try to figure out how to change that?
Well, there are always opportunities. So there are a number of programmatic changes that we could make. You can make it easier for people who have left high school without a diploma to, you know, to reengage and make it and also try to make it less like the program that they left from, which they probably didn't like. You know, we can do more job training that's closely linked to the labor market and that has, you know, guidance and mentoring for young people for whom, you know, the labor market may be completely foreign. There's lots of things we can do. I think what we need, one of the most important things we can do is start with a mindset that these young people have so much potential.
What is the impact on the overall economy of all of these people not working?
Well, it's a problem. And it kind of puts, it's a counterpoint to this story that we have that, you know, we have such a low unemployment rate. In fact, there are lots of people who at the beginning of their working lives are starting off on a bad footing. And it doesn't bode well for their long-term prospects. You know, if in this era of their lives, it's pretty important that they get connected to some kind of education. It doesn't have to be a degree. It can be training more related to specific occupations. It can be an apprenticeship. But what they need is to get some skills that are valued in the labor market so that they can get a foothold.
Do you get the sense that policymakers are interested in doing some of the things that you recommend doing to try to alleviate this problem?
Yes, I think they are interested, but I think they often find that it is complicated, which is true. And I think it's easy to get discouraged because you're looking at a decentralized landscape here. You can work with high schools, you can work with community colleges and four-year colleges, you can work with nonprofits and unions. And it takes a while in any one of those to get traction in initiatives. But yes, there is interest in this, and there are organizations doing great work everywhere.
That's Martha Ross, a fellow at the Brookings Institution's Metropolitan Policy Program. Martha, thanks a lot.
Thank you.